Barrhead. Peace River Westlock Conservative Party of Canada, CPC, MP took to Facebook Live Friday, June 24, to celebrate a U.S. Supreme Court vote overturning Roe v. Wade. In 1973, in Roe v. Wade, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the American Constitution generally protects a pregnant woman's rights to choose to have an abortion. The move opens the door to U.S. states passing legislation criminalizing abortions. Shortly after the ruling came down, Missouri became the first state to invoke a trigger law banning all abortions in the state, except in cases of a medical emergency. "It's historic what happened today," Viersen said, streaming from an Edmonton International Airport parking lot, noting he learned of the decision while in the air. "The overturning of Roe v. Wade is something I did not think I would see in my lifetime. It gives me renewed hope that the destruction of preborn babies can be stopped." He stated that in Canada, there are 300 abortions performed every day. "This is a human rights tragedy and is the greatest human rights violation of our times," Viersen continued. "It is something that motivates me to be engaged in politics, and I hope it engages you as well." He added that he knows the overturning of Roe v. Wade is something the pro-life movement in the U.S. has been working on for generations. He noted the liberal government's tendency to react to political events south of the border, such as mass shootings, to bring in legislation such as those restricting firearm sales, and believes they will use this event to introduce proposed laws to protect abortion rights. "We will be on guard to ensure that pre-born humans in Canada are protected," Viersen said. Viersen is an active pro-life campaigner, often speaking at pro-life rallies. In March, he circulated a petition calling for CPC leadership candidates to take a position on abortion laws. In late April, he publicly endorsed Leslyn Lewis' bid to become CPC leader. Lewis is a vocal pro-life candidate. Viersen is also a vocal critic of Canada's medical assistance in dying (MAID) legislation. In November 2021, he threw his support behind CPC Saskatchewan MP Kelly Block's private member's Bill C-268, the Protection of Freedom of Conscience Act. The proposed legislation would amend the criminal code to make it a criminal act to intimidate a medical practitioner, nurse practitioner, pharmacist, or other healthcare professional to compel them to take part, directly or indirectly, in the provision of medical assistance in dying. Beakerton at barrhead.greatwest.ca.